Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you're sure.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to Friday.
It's about time.
It's finally here.
Finally Friday?
Yeah. Swanky Swan, also known as Sam,
will be coming in.
He tweeted yesterday.
He did.
His excitement, which means he remembered.
Which means he'll be here.
Yeah.
Which is great because I've been looking forward to that all week.
There you go.
Since last Friday.
There you go. So we got him coming up. We also have Fun Joke Friday.
Yes.
I have a few.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, not yet.
What else do we have today? It's a big day.
We have our Super Bowl party today.
We do. So that'll be fun.
We can talk about later-ish.
Yeah.
Later-ish.
Yep, it is the weekend of the Super Bowl. Are you excited?
Totally.
Huh?
Yes.
You going to a Super Bowl party?
Woo! Yes.
We have to give our Super Bowl predictions coming up.
Okay.
Talk a little bit about the big game.
Okay.
You will be doing most of the talking.
Okay. Awesome.
I can't wait.
Me either. I have so much to say.
Yep.
So much to say.
Static!
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hello, Matthew from Albuquerque!
How are you guys doing?
Dude, right. We're doing fantastic.
Hey, you know what? I think you guys could, you know, play, I mean, just as like a sound to wake people up, you know, for Friday, since it's a good day.
Uh-huh.
That nutty chicken sound you guys
what
have on the
what?
Station.
What? Oh, no! No. All right, so there it is. There you go. How was that?
Could he hear?
Oh, that was good. Anyways, Steve-O, I was going to ask you this. How's Brody doing this morning when you left?
He was asleep because it was 5:30 in the morning.
Man, he's so lucky he gets to sleep in, and yet the rest of us have to get up at 5.
Yeah, he's so lucky.
So lucky.
He is so lucky. He does wake up in the middle of the night still to eat some food, though, so.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I was like, let's see, 5? Yeah, my sister was like, I don't know, let's see, she was born in the 8th, so she was about 4 months. I mean, she was upstairs with my mom, next thing you know, and she cried, oh boy, did she cry loud.
Yep. Baby's new.
Anyways, guys, be praying for me today. I have a quiz in science.
Did you study? So, did you study?
Yep.
Good.
Okay, good. Important.
Well, anyways, guys, can you guys play a song this morning for me?
Absolutely.
Let's see. Do you guys have any songs for that would go good for my math teacher, Miss Woodruff?
Math teacher.
I remember him.
The invalids.
What?
Math.
Yeah. This is because you just are terrible at math, or what?
Yeah.
There's
try to find a good song for her, you know what I mean?
I will.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, man. Have a great day.
You're not taking my advice at all.
No, I'm not.
That's okay.
There's no mathematics to love. Come on. It's for a math teacher.
You're just as bad as Delilah.
It's hilarious. Amberlynn?
Mathematics.
No mathematics to
got
love.
It. Got it. I get it.
He always requests
introducing him to a new Amberlynn song. I like that.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Spells. Song's called Escapist. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday, everybody, and happy February.
It's about time. You know what? This is like the most exciting and the least exciting month of the year for me.
What? Okay. Because your birthday?
No, it's not. Uh-oh. It's not because of my birthday. That's the most exciting.
Because Valentine's Day?
Oh, I don't like Valentine's Day. Can I tell you?
This is the shortest month of the year.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Black History Month.
That's right, but that's the most exciting part about it.
What about February?
It's just all the girls in my family on both sides have birthdays. And one boy.
My brother and my mom's birthday is in February.
Can I tell you what starts today?
I don't know.
Birthdays. Today's my sister's birthday. Tomorrow's my other sister's birthday. Then I have my sister-in-law's birthday on Sunday.
Wow.
And then it's my birthday, and then it's my brother-in-law's birthday, and then it's my mom's birthday, and then it's my other sister-in-law's birthday. All before the 15th.
Are you serious?
I'm dead, wow. Dead serious.
Happy birthday to you guys.
I know.
That's terrible. So did you guys like relegate like $5 gifts then? So
no, this is what happens every year. This is seriously what happens every year. We're barely getting back on our feet after Christmas, and then birthdays roll around and everyone wants their own dang present.
What about Valentine's Day? That's thrown in there.
I don't celebrate that. I don't
celebrate that?
Yeah.
That's like somebody saying happy holidays at the grocery store. Like, what's wrong with you? You sound so bitter.
I don't want a card. I don't want flowers.
Wow.
I don't want chocolates.
So Kelly gets off easy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Man!
Seriously.
All right.
I don't like Valentine's Day. And it's not like I had a bad experience with Valentine's Day. It's just, I don't get it.
Okay. I do. It's because most people have a significant other that is awful. And so because of that, they had to come up with a day where they had to get them something.
Okay. See, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Right.
He's great 365 days of the year.
Aww.
So don't do that. That's annoying too. I don't like Valentine's Day. I don't like talking about it.
Wow.
I used to work at a flower shop.
All of a sudden.
No.
Wow.
I used to work at a flower shop.
And there it comes.
No, this isn't it.
Uh-huh.
Why are we talking? Oh, we're birthdays. Okay, this is where we got.
Because it's birthdays.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden now you're like hating on Valentine's Day. I'm like, I don't know what to play.
I used to work at a flower shop.
Yeah.
And it started because they're like, hey, I have my friends used to own it. And it started with, hey, it's Valentine's Day and I know you need cash. Want to come help at the flower shop during Valentine's Day? And I was like, sure, why not? And then I worked there for years.
Okay.
But it was a great experience. I'd love working the flower shop. However, Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, no, do not buy flowers. I'm just kidding.
It's only like 2 weeks away until Valentine's Day, and you're telling people not to buy stuff that they probably already ordered because they're on top of things.
Well, it's just they're super overpriced.
Everybody knows that.
It's like, why would you pay $80 for a dozen roses when they're actually only $24.99 on every other day of the year?
Because that's the price.
$80.
You can do. What are you going to do? Go out and find some wild roses somewhere and cut them?
That'd be more romantic than calling a flower shop and saying, here's my credit card number. And, oh, can you put I love you in the card?
Wow. You really don't like Valentine's Day.
No, I really don't. Really, really don't.
Okay. So it's Fry News Day.
It is Fry News Day.
Are you ready?
No.
Okay, sweet.
Breaking news. The waitress who got stiffed by a pastor has been fired.
Unreal.
Yes. She apparently was not okay for her to do that. And the pastor said, fire her. And then the restaurant said, you're fired.
Yep.
It's really upsetting, right?
Yeah. We're definitely going to talk about that with Sam this morning.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Golf is not always boring, apparently. Yes, it is. Back in the day before Tiger Woods cheated on his wife. I'm reading this verbatim. I wouldn't have read that if I had pre-read. Golf was pretty darn exciting. But on Thursday at the Phoenix Open, golf fans watched breathlessly as Phil Mickelson nearly did what just five other golfers have ever done. Shoot a 59 in a PGA tournament. This is boring. That is not fun. I don't understand anything.
Why are your news? It's news. Go!
Man finds valuable whale vomit on beach.
Gross.
A British man said he was walking his dog on the beach when the canine discovered a lump of whale vomit worth nearly $160,000.
What?
For whale vomit. Ken Willman said, it smelled horrible. I left it, came back home, and looked it up on the internet. When I saw how much it could be worth, I went back and grabbed it. Apparently, he's not the only person to have done this. In 2006, a family on the South Australian coast found a piece of whale vomit on the beach that estimated to be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Why?
I don't know. You're probably wondering, what is whale vomit? It's a waxy substance also known as ambergris. I've seen that word before.
Ambergesa. That's Spanish. No. Yeah. It's Spanish.
No.
That's why the whales threw up, because they're not supposed to eat meat.
Right. Exactly. It's used as a fixative in perfumes. Ah.
And there it is.
That's disgusting.
Gross, dude. Then there you go. You wear perfume.
It has
you wear whale vomit.
How dare you?
Not
I wear
saying.
Cheap perfume. Only the expensive stuff has that in it. Okay?
You wear dolphin vomit. I don't know what they use
it's
for
dolphin
cheap
safe.
Stuff.
Rats, the folks in St. Clair Shores, Michigan, 20 minutes north of Detroit, just in case you're wondering, they have a problem. It's a pretty big problem. Rats. Rat traps are all over the neighborhood and controlling them. Rat traps are all over the neighborhood and controlling them is becoming very expensive. The city is getting desperate, so they're going old school. They're considering setting up a program that would pay a bounty for every dead rat turned in. That's amazing.
Gross.
$5 per rat.
No way.
That is amazing.
Dude, that would almost be worth it to fly out there if you could catch enough rats.
You'd have to catch enough to make up for your flight.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
What if it's not that big of a problem?
If it's that big of a problem that they're giving you $5 a rat, that's a pretty big problem.
Yeah. Hold on. I don't know if I'm done. A Massachusetts appeal court upheld a judge order for a 12-year-old tagger to get a job so he can pay $1,000 restitution to his victim. The boy, who was 11 at the time of the crime, had been ordered to pay restitution to his neighbors in exchange for having charges of juvenile delinquency put on hold for over a year. Do you think that's fair? She's 12.
I'm not even listening.
I wasn't really paying attention to what I was reading either. That was boring.
This is the worst Fry News Day ever.
No, it's not. It's the best. Hold on. I have more. No, I don't. This is dumb. Should I read something about Super Bowl ads?
Sure. Is this it?
Sure.
This is the last one?
Yes.
All right.
Breaking news. Super Bowl Sunday is fast approaching, and that means new movie trailers. Word is there will be 6 this year. Our first look at Fast and the Furious 6.
Are you serious?
Yes. Apparently. New ones for Star Trek Into Darkness and World War Z, and 3 from Disney. Iron Man 3, The Lone Ranger, and Oz the Great and Powerful. Back to you.
Thanks, bro.
That was awful.
Yep, so Sunday is the Super Bowl and lots going on. We will definitely be talking about this waitress. We talked about it yesterday, actually, on the morning show. This pastor who basically stiffed his waitress for a tip because he didn't believe he should have to pay it since he only gives God 10%. Why should he give her 18% gratuity? And tried to scribble that out. Sad twist, she was fired. So we'll talk about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yes, we will. There is construction work on Unser South between McMahon and Vandalier, or McMahon, if you read correctly.
There you go.
Because it's actually McMahon.
Okay.
There is also road construction. The left lane is closed on Central between Airport and 65th Street. Right lane is closed on Constitution and Pennsylvania, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Coming up in 10 minutes, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. We will definitely be talking about this pastor who yesterday went viral.
Yes.
Thanks to his actions at a restaurant. He was dining with 19 of his closest friends. And when got his bill at the end, and the gratuity was already added, mm-hmm. 18%, he didn't want to do that. So he crossed it out and said, I give God 10%. Why would I give you 18? Put a big old zero. Signed it, Pastor So-and-so. Actually, if you want to know the pastor, thieves put up the pastor.
It's there.
Along with the website. And people were not happy. Well, people were even less happy that the waitress posted a photo of the receipt.
It sounds like only he was unhappy. Or she
was fired. So we're definitely going to talk about that coming up. In the 7 o'clock hour with Sam Swan. Also, Fun Joke Friday.
It is Fun Joke Friday. Are you ready?
You've got some?
Possibly.
All right, let's hear
it. It's not my usual, so.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Joke number one. A man is recovering from... Wait, hold on. Maybe I should pre-read this.
Yeah.
You know what?
You should pre-read. I got one for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no.
My buddy Dave, the drummer Dave, gave this to me.
Okay.
I'm debating in my mind. Okay. What did the Mexican family name their twins? What did the Mexican family name their twins?
What did the Mexican family name their twins?
Jose and Jose B. What? Oh, get it? Jose
A and B.
And Jose B.
Oh my god.
Because it's. You gotta.
What? Okay. Okay. I'm moving on.
All right.
That was funny.
No,
good job.
It wasn't.
Good job.
That's terrible.
What car does Mickey's wife drive?
Mini Cooper. Because she's Minnie Mouse.
A minivan.
Oh. Mine was better.
Hey, Simba was moving slow, so I told him to Mufasa.
Oh, man, that one was dumb. Static!
I got a joke.
All right.
What's brown and rhymes with Snoop?
Troops.
No.
Coop.
Not brown. No. Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre! Because it brown and rhymes with Snoop.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Bunch of
I was so afraid of the answer that I just started rhyming anything else with Snoop.
That was my favorite joke so far. 505-338-3700. It is Fun Joke Friday. And, of course, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us in the 7 o'clock hour. We got to take a quick break. Get your jokes up. Hashtag Fun Joke Friday.
And I will read them. No worries.
I felt like you had one to leave us with.
Oh, I do.
All right.
Why couldn't the pirate play cards?
Why?
He was sitting on the deck.
Oh. Terrible.
So good.
Hashtag Fun Joke Friday. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Andy Zip. Static Radio.
Zip.
Steve Owen Mitch, welcome to the show.
Hey. Oh,
I'm not going to play that. Why is nothing working?
It's okay.
Okay.
No, we're here. That works. Don't worry about it. Oh, it's in
okay,
queue.
Cool.
That's amazing.
What? I'm amazing. Joining us in studio right now, Sam Swan from the Baptist Commission in New Mexico. Hello, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, you two. How's it going?
It's going.
It's going.
I am digging the brand new board. I'm liking it.
Huh?
It's pretty.
Thank you.
It's working.
Yes, it is.
Left channel is not popping in and out.
No, it is not. We're really excited.
That's good. It's good.
So, yeah.
It's
we've got
shiny. I like it.
Got a pretty big conversation to get to.
Yeah.
And,
I
of course,
that.
I'm talking about the Super Bowl.
Of course.
That's right.
Woo! Sports!
I feel a little underdressed or not dressed the same since you both have jerseys on.
Buccaneer jerseys, to be exact.
Teams that aren't, or a team that's not in the...
What?
The bowl of Super...
Are you kidding me?
Sorry.
Well, I was going to wear...
Why am I even wearing this?
I know.
Because you told me to bring a good jersey, and that's a good jersey right there.
Yeah, it's a...
It is a good jersey.
It's a nice jersey.
It's my team.
They're just not... They're going
to
be watching the game with us.
I actually had to.
I should be thankful that you even remembered.
I did.
Hey, I really like this color.
Yeah.
It's a good color.
It is
you
a
should
good
start
looking.
Following the Buccaneers. That's their colors.
Okay.
This is like their old throwback colors. They don't wear these except like twice a year. They'll kind of wear them.
Yeah. Okay. The throwback. I remember the original bright orange and when they first came into the league.
The crimson.
At the same time as the Seattle Seahawks. They both joined the NFL at the same time.
One AFC, one NFC.
Yeah.
Now both are NFC, which is interesting.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
So, I want Mitch to give her Super Bowl predictions for this weekend. Tell us what's going to happen in the Super Bowl, Mitch.
Okay, well, there's going to be... I'm sorry to say this. There's going to be a broken leg.
A what?
Oh,
my
gosh.
You can't predict that.
Yes, I can.
That's not what you're supposed to predict. That never happens.
This time it does.
Oh, no. Who's getting it?
The guy on the other on that on the Ravens.
Oh wow!
The Ravens.
That one.
That narrows it down.
That one guy, the meanest guy on the Ravens. You'd be like, "What? That stinks!" But he deserved it. He deserved it. He deserved that broken leg because he was trying to make a bad move.
Who are you talking about?
That one guy.
You don't even
number
know.
48.
48.
Anyway. You obviously have no idea what you're talking about.
All the Ravens fans are going, no, not him.
Yeah.
I don't even, is there,
I don't know.
I don't even think there's a
48. I don't know. The 49ers are going to win.
I see, that's why you picked 48.
It because it was so close to 49.
So you're really picking the 49ers to win?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Why? Tell us why.
Because I used to like them when I was in second grade, like whenever my best friend liked them too. And so I don't have any connection to the Ravens.
Okay.
So 49ers are going to win.
But didn't you see the Blind Side?
Oh, is he on that?
Yeah, Michael Orr, the guy that...
He's number 48.
For the Ravens.
I didn't know that.
He's the right tackle.
I did see Blind Side, and while that was a great movie, he still wasn't... part of my second grade year.
Did you know that he's actually really upset about that movie?
Yeah,
he was talking about it this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's upset that some of the things, like the way they portrayed that he didn't know anything about football.
Yeah, he was like sluggish and stupid.
But he knows. Yeah. He said, I knew football before I started playing.
Yeah.
The rest of the story is pretty incredible, though.
Yeah.
And
the family's going to be there for the
absolutely.
Super Bowl.
Absolutely. And in fact, that's his family. They take care of him and have followed him since they sort of adopted him. And he's a right tackle also instead of a left tackle. So he would only have a true blindside coverage if he had a left-handed quarterback. But Flacco's not left-handed. In fact, for a little while this season, earlier in the season, I saw this on the NFL. I was watching NFL Network last night.
Yeah.
And he was playing left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And
they moved him.
And they moved him because one of the guys got around to Flacco's blind side because Orr let him slip by.
Blind side.
I think that's, another thing that he was upset about.
Yeah.
So anyway, but he's doing that offensive line, man. They're doing such a great job in protecting Flacco. And he's kind of emerged as a great quarterback.
Except the 49ers have the best offensive line in the game.
Right.
So.
Well, there's
exactly.
no doubt about that.
Right,
exactly.
Mitch?
But
you know.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
No doubt.
That's why you picked the Niners.
That's right.
Right.
Their O-line.
Yes.
Right.
The O-line.
And their job is to?
Be offensive.
Yeah.
Offense.
Be offensive.
The offensive line, yes. I believe that was you when you were talking rudely about NFL players and wishing harm on them.
I wasn't wishing harm. That I was making predictions.
Yeah, that's
there was
terrible,
no wishing.
Terrible.
That's
you it. Should ask for forgiveness for that one.
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Awful.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Awful.
Who's number 48? I'm
there,
so sorry.
I don't even think there is a 48. But anyways. All right, so you got the Niners then, huh?
Yes.
Because you're wearing red?
Yes. And and my shoes are brownish, goldish, so...
Yeah, that's a...
That's that color.
Who you got?
I don't know. I think that here's my analysis.
Okay.
Of the game.
Okay.
Pre-analysis.
Yeah. Because we're sports people.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. The Ravens are on a roll. When they got in the playoffs, they have turned it up a notch. And they're, like I said, their O-line has been doing some things that they hadn't really been doing all year long. And Flacco has really turned out to be a good quarterback, a really strong arm, accurate. And I can't think of the running back's name, but that guy's pretty...
Ray Rice.
Yeah, thank you.
Played for Rutgers.
Pretty wiry and able to hit the line. He's good. The 49ers are... I'm sorry. One more thing about the Ravens. I think that the whole Ray Lewis thing is creating an emotional thing that the Ravens are kind of holding on to and riding the wave of that into that because it's going to be his last game.
Yep.
Supposedly. You know how some of those guys are. I'm going to retire. I'm not going to retire. I'm going to retire. I'm not doing it.
Those guys, that's Brett Favre you're talking about.
Well, okay.
And Michael
true.
Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Hey!
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Good job, Mitch.
Good job. Thank
excellent.
You.
Excellent.
Thank you. Yeah.
And there's probably a couple of others that have done that. They just didn't get the notoriety that those guys did. But anyway, so the 49ers, though, are a really good football team. And their quarterback is not just a pocket passer. He's they can run that option. Man, I thought I was watching some college games a couple of times this year watching them. They run that option with precision. A lot of NFL teams struggle with that, but Kaepernick is...
He's legit.
He's a horse. Yeah. And I'm excited to watch a good football game. I wasn't that excited before because I really don't have any connection to the Ravens or to the 49ers. I mean, I'm a Cowboys fan, so...
So you probably
tell you why I don't
grew
like
up
the 49ers.
Like hating the Niners, yeah.
I didn't grow up hating them. I hated them after because they were sorry when I was growing up.
Ah,
But when I got into college and they won...
Joe Montana, Ray Rice. Jerry Rice.
And that, well, and then that catch, what they called the catch. That was kind of the end of the Cowboys' reign and the beginning of the 49ers' reign. I hate, every time the NFL film shows that, I have to
And that's like the that's the like room. The show, or that's the one they show anytime it's like,
And they call it the catch. It's the called catch. The catch, So, and I hate that, so you can hear the bitterness in my voice. But I just kind of feel like, I just feel like that the 49ers are going to do it.
All right.
That's what my gut feeling is.
Okay.
I don't like either one. I don't care. I'm going to eat food and hang out with friends and watch a good football game. But
yeah, that's me.
I think it's 49ers.
Yeah. All right.
What about you, Steve-O?
Some good predictions. I'll tell you guys right after traffic.
Far too often, there's people driving around. And you always have to be careful when that's happening. The road is closed due to construction on Unser between McMahon and Bandelier. There is also more construction work. The right lane is closed. Candelaria East between 10th and 12th Street. Median work on Eubank between Montgomery and Academy. And, of course, more construction. The left lane is closed on Central between Airport and 65th Street. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. On the Calvert campus, phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And going to talk about this pastor here in just a moment. But first, actually, you know what? I don't even care. I don't care. I don't even care who wins.
Really?
I don't care. I don't even know. I really don't.
Do you have
such
but,
a good
but
game?
But who do you
gonna
think is good? It is going to be a good
game. It's going to be a really good
it's gonna be fun
game.
To watch.
I think for as good as our offenses are, that the defense is really going to define the game.
I think you're right. It's going to be much more defensive than you, than folks think.
Yeah. I'm rooting for the Niners, I guess.
Yeah.
I like Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Cool kid.
That guy.
That guy.
That guy.
But then you look at but then there's Ed Reed, who's this. I like Ed Reed.
But he doesn't have as cool of a name as Kaepernick.
Ed Reed, but he looks cooler. Awesome. He's a scary looking dude. He's got the big old beard and he's awesome.
That's scary.
Maybe not cooler looking. Kaepernick's pretty cool.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think
quarterbacks are always cool.
That's how I'm gauging it. So if that's how we're gauging it, Kaepernick's a cooler looking dude than Joe Flacco. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go with Mitch's
prediction. There we go.
Okay.
There you go.
Why?
So the Niners, because Kaepernick's just smooth and he's got cool tats.
Yeah.
Yes. And that halftime show, it's going to be amazing.
So did you see yesterday, speaking of the halftime show, Beyonce, she's been getting flack for the inauguration and how she lip-synced.
Just leave her alone.
Press day yesterday, and she was doing her first rehearsal, so she had her first little quote-unquote press conference, with the media for the Super Bowl. And so she walks into the room, she grabs the microphone and says, "Please stand," and starts belting out and sang the entire national anthem a cappella right there in front of everybody and said, "Any questions?"
Yeah. I love Beyonce. I'm just going to call her B. But in my mind, I'm spelling it B-E-Y. B. I love her.
Yeah.
She actually admitted that she did lip sync, and the reason is because she's a perfectionist, and she didn't have time to practice with the orchestra, and it was on national television. She didn't want to mess it up. So,
but here's the
thing.
She
felt the recording was good enough.
That was her voice on the recording.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Milli Vanilli, where somebody else was singing, and they were just... It was her voice, and she just didn't sing live at that time.
Yeah.
Please stand.
Leave her alone.
That's all she said.
That is the best way.
She is a woman.
She brought it.
That was awesome. I didn't hear about that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Read that last night. So there it is.
Speaking of the national anthem, the other day I was... Where was I?
Brian McKnight, Pro Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I don't know.
I thought that's what you were saying.
I wish I would have been at the Pro Bowl. I was at a restaurant. Oh, I was at a restaurant eating with one of these guys in our city.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the national anthem is playing on the radio. I mean, it's a country station in the city that is playing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's some artist. I didn't hear who it was, but she started singing the national anthem. And this guy and I, his name's Carl, we're looking at each other and are we supposed to stand? And we're looking around the restaurant. And what the funny thing was, everybody that we were kind of out on the patio area, everybody was looking around going, that's the national anthem. Shouldn't we be stand? So I didn't stand, but I ate with my hand over my heart until the song was over. But that's the weirdest thing. Why on regular radio would they play the song like they released it as a hit on one of their records?
I don't know.
That was the strangest
Were you listening to sports? Maybe it was the listening to a game.
No, no, maybe no. Because right after that came Red Solo Cup. So I didn't.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's the new normal. National anthem.
That's the new. That's the collegiate national anthem.
That's what I hear.
Amazing.
I'm not endorsing that. In fact, yeah. If you do that, I want to talk to you. It's bad.
There okay. you go. Coming up, we're going to be talking about this pastor who somehow got a waitress fired.
I've wept for those who suffer long.
Invalids Diastole right here on Static Radio.
Good morning. Good morning.
It is Friday.
7:37.
That's right. And joining us in the studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Ding.
It is Friday, which means Fun Joke Friday.
Yes. How do you fix a broken tuba?
How?
With a tuba glue.
Oh, man.
I like that one.
That was awful.
Oh, come on, Steve-o.
That one's from JD. Thank you, JD.
Oh, hashtag Fun Joke Friday. What do you got for us, Sam?
I got a couple.
All right.
Go for it.
When is a clock at the head of the stairs dangerous?
When is a clock at the head of the stairs dangerous?
I don't know.
When?
When it runs down and strikes one. What did Paul Revere say at the end of his ride?
What did Paul Revere say at the end of his ride?
Whoa.
Oh, man.
I told you.
These are terrible. Fun Joke Friday. Get your jokes in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can also tweet them if you'd like. Hashtag Fun Joke Friday.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
How many psychologists does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
Only one, but the light bulb has to want the change.
I knew that one. But if you think about it, it's true.
It is. I mean, it is so true.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Oh, my gosh. This isn't okay. TJ has, like, the longest jokes in the entire world. Go for
Static.
It.
Static!
Hey, so what do you call a smurf with his pants down?
I'm afraid. What?
I know. I'm afraid, too.
Put your finger on the button.
A blue moon.
Oh! That was good.
That's all right. Yeah.
505-338-3700. It is Fun Joke Friday.
You got another one?
I got another one.
All right.
Why did the rocket lose its job?
Why?
It got fired.
Oh, man.
This is amazing. I'm so happy you're here.
Aren't you glad I brought this book?
Yes.
Funny jokes and foxy riddles.
There you go.
All right. So yesterday we were talking a little bit about this pastor who went in. You saw this, right?
I did.
Pastor went into, turns out, an Applebee's.
Yes.
Classy joint.
Mm. Oh, well, that changes my whole opinion right there.
I know, right?
Well, no wonder you didn't pay the gratuity.
Goes into an Applebee's with 19 of his closest friends. There are 20 people. So with a party of 8 or more, normally, you know, they tack on the auto gratuity of 18%. Well, when the pastor got the receipt and saw the 18%, he scratched it out. Put a big old zero and said, I give God 10. Why do you get 18? And then he signed it Pastor whatever his name is.
Yeah.
So we talked about this yesterday, and most people actually were pretty bummed out with the pastor. A lot of comments came in. 505-338-3700, the phone number, by the way, if you'd like to chime in. Well, sadly, the waitress who posted the no-tip receipt from the pastor was fired from her job yesterday. Her name was Chelsea. Still is, actually.
I was going to say.
that's sad.
Well, this story's getting sadder by the moment.
She says, quote, I originally posted the note as a lighthearted joke. Thought the note was insulting, but it was also comical, so I posted it to Reddit because I thought other users would find it entertaining. She told the consumers that the receipt was actually not even for her table. The server on the receiving end of the note showed it to Chelsea, who snapped a photo of it later that night. So the waitress who was stiffed the tip wasn't the one that got fired. It was this waitress who posted it on the internet. Yeah.
Wow.
Can you see what the name is? Is it a guy pastor?
I don't know. See, all throughout the comments on the Reddit post, Chelsea says, I withheld any identifying information She tried to provide an inaccurate physical description of the customer just to throw people off. She eventually replaced the image with the version that didn't contain the signature, but by that point, people were posting their guesses as to the customer's identity. She said, I had already started receiving messages containing Facebook profile links and blogs and websites asking me to confirm the identity of the customer. She said, I refused to confirm any of them, and all of them were incorrect. I worked with the website moderators to remove any personal information. Wanted to protect the identity of both my fellow server and the customer. I had no intention of starting a witch hunt or hurting anyone. Just wanted to share a picture she found interesting.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to pretty severe lengths to keep this person's identity secret because Thebes posted the story along with the church and comments, the church website and comments, and all the pages and found. They've already closed down the site. Yeah.
They've already closed it? Wow. Yep, so according to Chelsea, really? Until the story got out there, her time at Applebee's had been relatively clean. No incidents, nothing like that. But
yeah.
Can't post personal information on the interwebs.
Well, I guess you can, but be prepared to pay the consequences.
Well, yeah, we just
especially if someone makes a fuss about it.
Yeah.
Last week, we were talking about a teacher who posted a funny photo of her classmates, her students, middle school students, with duct tape over their mouths. And she posted underneath saying, finally found a way to keep them quiet.
But it was a joke, and they did it. And
the students did it. She didn't put duct tape on their mouths or anything.
She just took the
picture. She just took the picture and posted it, and parents were outraged. Because that's their, you know, private, personal.
Yeah.
And she was, after 10 years as a teacher, she was let go and she's fighting it and going before the board and all that, but they're wanting to fire her, so.
Yeah, this.
It's unreal.
That's crazy.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, you guys are talking about the pastor who botched the tip at Applebee's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw an article on that. It was a woman pastor, and she had issued a statement talking about how embarrassed she was when the waitress had disclosed her personal information and how she had embarrassed her church and all this stuff. I'm sorry, but if you're so embarrassed, why are you going to do that?
Right. Yeah. That's interesting. So it's a female pastor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a woman pastor, and she was talking about how the image of her church has now been ruined thanks to this waitress.
I have many things I want to say right now, but I can't.
I know. Okay, the image of her church has been ruined?
By the waitress.
It says the female pastor.
Oh, my gosh. I'm using my filter right now.
I know, me too.
But wait, why?
What do you think about that, Sam? So I'm from the Baptist Commission in New Mexico.
Oh, my gosh.
But wait, why?
I like Chili's better than Applebee's. That's what I think.
I have an on-air question.
Okay.
Why are we filtering that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Why are we? I'm just kidding. I'm not. I'm willing to.
Yeah, to go there it. To talk about what scripture.
You know me. I have plenty to say. I'm a youth pastor, after all.
This was recently a discussion in a small group that we have a few weeks ago about what scripture has to say about women pastors.
Yeah.
You know, in a senior role, in a head pastor role,
right.
in a not women's group role,
right.
You know,
right.
And it became I was kind of blown away. It became a pretty, not heated, but just, I thought this was across the board that
everybody agreed.
Was in agreement. Okay, yeah. Well, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
So,
That part can be really heated.
Yes,
depending on the circles you run in.
Yes, it can.
What troubles me, the statement about that this pastor makes about, the image of her church being ruined by what the waitress did.
Uh-huh.
It was ruined long before that happened.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. True story.
The moment she identified herself as a pastor on that receipt,
mm-hmm.
she created an issue for believers that they already have in restaurants anyway.
Right.
I heard a story about a church in Lubbock that the pastor, the church is across the street from a row of restaurants, nice restaurants,
mm-hmm.
you know, sit down kind.
Yeah.
And he goes in there one day for lunch during the week, and in talking with the server, says, yeah, I'm the pastor of the church over here. And she said, oh, I hate it when your people come in here. And he was like, do tell. Why do you hate it?
Right.
And she said, they're rude. They expect special treatment. They don't tip well. That, you know, they're very, and just listed all this stuff.
You know, this is like the third time I've heard this in the past 2 days because I've talked to, because of this conversation, because of this deal that's going on, people have come up and said, yeah, I'm a waitress and I get stiffed a lot by people who are coming from church. I get three quarters in a track.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. So she tells this to the pastor. The pastor is furious with his people. He goes back to the church the next week. And I guess that Sunday, he makes a comment. He names the restaurant. He said, I went over here to this restaurant. I don't know which one it was. Mm-hmm. I went over here to this restaurant, and this is what she told me. I better never, ever hear that of our people ever again.
Yeah.
And then he went off on why that's wrong.
Yeah.
And then those folks that leave just a little tiny tip and then a track, that's ridiculous. If you're going to leave a track with a tip, leave a huge tip.
We had a friend of ours yesterday.
It didn't have to be outlandish, but leave a good tip and the track.
Yeah, our friend Summer, she came back here because she was a waitress for years, and that's exactly what she said, that it was the worst because she would get three quarters and a track. Yeah. And that's usually what it was. If they left a track, it was the lousiest tip.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, this has become national news.
Yeah.
And Static. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
I've got a cute joke for you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Good.
Let's hear it.
Okay. There's these three young kids, little boys from, they transferred to a new school and they're from Texas. And the school is putting on a Christmas play. So she chooses the three little boys and says, you would be great to portray the role of the three wise men. So she tells them a little bit about the story, and the kids go home, and she says, now go into your closets, find whatever you can so that you can dress up and portray these little kids. So the kids come back the next evening for the play, and they show up with red hats on, red, yellow slicker jackets, and water boots. So she's like, kids? She said, I told you needed to be three wise men. She goes, yes, teacher, but you said they came from afar.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. Good job. Thank you.
Amazing. Fun Joke Friday.
Boy, that joke went down in flames.
Oh, man.
Let's see what you
did. We need
to
hose it down.
505-338-3700.
Never let me down.
I have the folks at Smoking Gun. They interviewed the pastress who left the receipt.
Uh oh.
What?
Oh.
Isn't that what you...
Oh, no.
Like actor, actress, pastor, pastress.
Pastress?
You know?
It's pastress,
no?
Yeah. It sounds
like... Is that how it works? Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of Mexico? Is that how it works?
I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Just call her pastress.
So who's playing the Super Bowl?
She said, quote, my heart is really broken. I've brought embarrassment to my church and my ministry.
Oh.
She says, though she scratched out the automatic gratuity on the bill, she left a $6 cash tip at the table, which is interesting because the 18% gratuity was for what? $6.26 or something like that? So she scratched out the $6.26 and says she left a $6. So for the principle of what, 26 cents?
Yeah.
This became a national media firestorm. Waitress was fired over it.
Oh my goodness.
I just think it's obvious that we really need to watch what we say.
Yeah. Citizens in tenderness, Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kicking off your 8 o'clock hour.
That's right.
Time is flying by this morning.
It really is.
Now, we've been talking about, this pastress who, sifted a waitress.
Female pastor.
See, yeah, waitor, waitress, pastor, pastress.
Although they don't call themselves that anymore, they're servers now.
Servers now.
Just like flight attendants are not
stewardesses
or steward eye, whatever you used to call the boys.
Stewards.
Boris. So now they're just flight. They changed it all
flight
to
attendant.
Generic. We don't have any gender anymore.
Okay.
It's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad. Man, Tateo.
We'll get back to that.
Actually,
soon.
He'd probably be stoked if there was no gender, because then that made him
maybe
a little less embarrassed.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay, so this waitress, Chelsea, posted a photo online at reddit.com about a receipt that was received at the Applebee's she worked at. What happened is a group of 20 people came in. The 18% gratuity was tacked on. And this pastress said, you know, took out the tip and said, I give God 10%. Why do you get 18? Zeroed it out. Signed it, Pastor, whatever her name is. And so the waitress posted up online. Unfortunately, you know, due to privacy reasons, Applebee's released a statement saying, our guest personal information, including their meal check, is private, and neither Applebee's nor its franchisees have a right to share this information publicly. We value our guest's trust above all else. Our franchisee has apologized to the guests and has taken disciplinary action with a team member for violating their guest's right to privacy. This individual is no longer employed by the franchisee. And so she lost her job over it. She actually said that she's not... This isn't new to her as far as the 18% gratuity, because people get upset by that all the time.
Oh, all the time.
Because it stinks. They say, system's flawed. It's not an excuse for not paying for it, though.
Yeah.
But she said this was the first time that anybody had ever claimed God on it. She said, I've been stiffed on tips before, but this is the first time I've seen the big man being used as a reason not to have to tip. And so God was thrown in the mix of this, hey, I don't have to tip you because I give God 10%. And so we were just, rapping, getting your thoughts, ideas, your suggestions. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We were talking off air a little bit about this and the idea that, like, when I go out to eat, I want to make sure I acknowledge my waiter, my waitress.
Absolutely.
My server.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No matter what. You know, even if I'm a talker, obviously, so I'm usually engaged in conversation.
Really? But you're also like, squirrel.
Yeah. Well, and so if they come up to, like, if they're pouring, filling water, I always stop. Hey,
thank you
so much. Yeah. Even if my, as we were saying, even if my water's full, it never is, because I go through water at, that's where I drink my water for the month. Right. Is when I'm out, that's all I get is water. Restaurant.
Always be well hydrated.
And so, yes, exactly. So I'm always saying thank you and just trying to acknowledge that person. And it drives me crazy when I'm at a table with friends and we're talking and so engaged in conversation that nobody is willing to stop and pause and acknowledge, hey, there's a human being that just actually filled up your water or your Coke or your tea or whatever.
When I was on staff at Calvary Baptist Church in Las Cruces, New Mexico, as the youth pastor, we were looking for a worship guy. And so we went to El Paso. We had a guy. We were flying a guy in for an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to El Paso to pick him up, and then there's a couple good restaurants right there by the El Paso airport. So it was time for lunch, so we just took him to there before we headed back to Cruces. And this guy, we're talking to him and visiting with him and trying to get to know him a little bit. And this is our first impression of him, but you can learn a lot about a person.
Yeah.
You take him driving. You learn a lot about a person and let them drive, and you figure out if they have road rage issues, then that means they have other issues too.
Yeah.
And, you can also do the same at a restaurant, I discovered. I didn't know this, but we didn't do this on purpose to test this guy out. It just was glaring to us.
Right.
We're sitting there, and he's talking about, I really want to invest in the people in the music ministry, and I want to mentor some of those, the younger folks. And he's talking to me as the youth pastor, and I want to get some of the students involved, and so we can kind of mentor them and partner with you and help you in the student area. I know you have a youth praise band, but maybe we can use some of those guys in big church every once in a while and all that kind of stuff. And he's just talking about how much he wants to invest in people and love people and... And he was as rude as I've ever seen anybody be to the server.
Wow.
And I none of us said anything at the table, but as soon as that guy left, the pastor looked at me and goes, what's your impression? I said, I didn't like the way he treated our server. And he goes, that's the exact same way that I felt.
Yeah.
Needless to say, that guy did not get invited to join our staff.
Yeah.
But it's true. Even just a simple, they have done something nice for you. It's their job. Yes.
Yeah.
But they've done something nice. She refilled my water.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. I know you've got six other tables you're taking care of, or however many they break it out.
Right.
I don't
know how they do that.
But, I would get so confused. I have such bad ADD, but I can't keep track of.
Right.
I go,
right.
I head this way. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go get this. Wait, what was I doing?
Yeah.
Why am I standing here? I need to be over there.
Right.
And I don't even know why I'm supposed to be over there.
Yeah.
And so I would be, I'd be taking enchiladas to this table and the tacos to this table, and they'd be like, no.
Why?
He has my enchiladas over across the restaurant. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'll be right back.
Sorry, it's okay.
And then I'll go and bring him a glass of water.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea what I'm doing. That's why I would never make it as a server. But I still think common decency.
Yeah.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, people, common decency.
It's unreal.
We have lost a sense of respect for one another.
Mm-hmm.
And it has filtered into the church.
Yeah.
And not just the way we treat folks in the world, but the way we treat each other too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just a sad, sad thing.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I just recently was shown a picture of a receipt that somebody posted on Facebook or something, and it was the waitress told the, I guess it was an atheist or something, she said, have a blessed day when they were leaving. Well, they ended up stiffing her for the bill.
Wow.
And they signed it and said, I'm so tired of you people trying to push your religion on me and just pushing this stuff on us, and we don't want to hear it. And I just thought that was really rude, because she wasn't doing anything. She was just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
She didn't say, oh, go with God, or, you know, start pushing it on him.
Via
she just said,
Dios.
Have a blessed day.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty rude, too. Cause,
it is,
you know,
right.
Well, yeah, you got
to... It's not just Christians trying to...
it's humanity.
Right.
And that's why...
a fallen world.
That's why we as believers shouldn't be that way.
Right.
And going...
Yeah,
because the rest of the world is that way. And they don't know... The rest of the world doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
But we do.
Thank you for the call.
That's great. Yeah, great comment.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Coming up at 8:30, actually, we have an interview.
We do. With Lisa.
At Focus on the Family, we're going to be talking about internet dating.
Mm-hmm.
With this whole Manti Te'o thing, it's become a big deal. We're going to be talking to her about that, and I kind of feel like that ties into this as well, because we've lost this decency you're talking about, this understanding, and I think a lot of it comes down to the fact that we suck at communicating because we don't know how anymore, with texting, with instant messaging, with everything that's going on. It's so flash in the pan Facebooky that we have lost the art of actual interaction with human beings.
It's crazy.
We communicate in sound bites now.
Yeah, we really do.
Which can easily be misinterpreted.
Stever.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I have not lost my communication skills.
That's good.
Yeah. When I get bad service, I just start throwing things and yelling.
You have some form of
communication
skills.
It's a way to flag
skills.
Them down.
We call that nonverbal communication.
Right, exactly. There you go. Exactly.
You need to work on your words.
Yeah.
Use your words, Stever.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Yeah.
Morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good.
You can't complain. How are you?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to comment on that, the way people treat servers.
Yeah.
And me, I'm a culinary professional, and I used to serve for a living. When I would serve, I used to do my best to make sure that I served those people, so that I could get my full, 20% that I was going for, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I go out to eat, I make sure that I give those people the opportunity to receive their full 20% gratuity, or if I feel like giving them more,
right.
And so I always get mad at my wife if she stacks the plates, because me personally, when I was serving, I liked to do everything for the table because people came out to eat so they didn't have to do anything. And so I tried to give them the ultimate service. Yeah. And so I always get mad at my wife. She gets mad at me like, well, no, just let them do their job. You know, let them fill the drinks. Let them clear the table. That's what they do.
Right. That's funny, because I gotta be honest, I'm kind of like your wife, because I have three kids, and our boys, so there's like the little crayon wrappers from like the
never leave the
trays,
table dirty.
And I gotta like stack it all on a plate, and like,
I
I'm really
so
sorry for my children.
Yeah, me too.
I'm so sorry.
Me too, because there's crumbs everywhere.
I have
five kids.
Oh, man.
So it was like a football team had gone in there and just left a human bomb had exploded at our table.
Telling you. Thanks for the call, man.
No, I'm the same way. I will leave the table clean. I will stack everything, get all the crumbs.
That's why we go out to eat, but you're right.
I still want to make sure that they are having like a good day and it's just easy for them to move on to the next table.
That's exactly right. I do that with hotel rooms too.
I don't leave my bed.
I don't do that because I don't make my bed at home either. But that's a whole other issue. Why make it? You're going to be in it in 8 hours later.
Exactly.
Anyway, so.
I'm with you 100%.
It's true. It's true.
But I don't leave empty paper coffee cups sitting on the counter.
No,
I throw
no.
all my trash away. Yeah. I put all the towels in one spot so they can find them. I just want to, even if I use the coffee pot that's in the room there, I take the filter out, and because I bring my own filters in my own coffee. I'm a coffee snob. I don't use that swill that they call coffee. Professional.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's 8:15.
Oh, no.
Time for traffic.
There's an accident. The right lane is blocked on Coors South at I-40. There's construction work. The right lane, left lane is closed. Central between Airport and 65th. And there's also another accident. Right lane is blocked on Osuna East at I-25. And another accident. Ellison at Coors. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Joining us, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico for a few more minutes. And we're going to be joined by Lisa.
Yes.
From Focus on the Family, talking a little bit about internet dating. With all the Manti Te'o stuff going on, it got kind of crazy out there. So we're going to be talking to her a little bit about internet dating. Should we even take part in it? What is it all about? Well, we shouldn't because we're married.
I was going to say,
yeah.
That's a whole other different conversation for you guys. In fact, after we go off air, I need to talk to you a little bit.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm a pastor.
Sorry.
I can help you.
So we're talking about that coming up at 8:30, but a few more minutes with this the server conversation. Static.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
How's it going?
Good. You know, good.
We're here.
So I was going to comment on the whole server situation. I actually went out to Africa a couple of summers ago, and whenever I was out there, the servers out there don't really expect to get tips. And whenever you left a tip, they were really surprised. And then it was really funny because we went into this really busy restaurant one time, and it took us about 2 hours to get all of our food. And we had a really big group of people, and, I mean, it was a bunch of white people, and they were kind of freaking out because they really wanted to make sure that they got a good tip.
Yeah.
Like, this one person was expecting it, and, you know, taking 2 hours, it was usual to get, you know, have to wait about an hour to get your food, but with 2 hours, we ended up not leaving a tip at all, and she was really upset with us, and it was really actually kind of funny, but, you know, whenever you don't provide the service that you need to, things like that, I don't feel that you should get as much of a tip if that's what's going to happen.
All right. Dude,
well, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We're talking about this waitress who was fired for posting the receipt online. And you know, all that aside, she shouldn't have done it, obviously. There are privacy issues, and so...
Thebe says both parties failed in the story. Both are reaping the correct benefits. Live and learn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I agree with that 100%. Static!
Hey, you guys were talking about helping out the people who clean the hotel rooms. If you want to help those guys out, don't make the bed. Because they're going to change the sheets anyway.
That's right.
That's true. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Good call.
I never make the bed, but thanks for that.
All right. Now I'm just going to start taking them off and putting them on the floor, and like all the sheets in a pile. Here, this is for the laundry basket.
That's right.
Might help
put this in the laundry room.
All right, ready for this?
Yeah.
This is from TJ, so it's a lengthy
Fun
one.
Fun Joke Friday.
Fun Joke Friday. Two robins were lying on their back, soaking up the sun. A mama cat and her kitten were walking by. The kitten complained, "Mama, I'm so hungry. What can we eat?" To which the mama cat, spying the two robins, replied, "How about some Baskin Robbins?"
Oh my gosh.
Okay. That was bad. That was so bad.
Because they're basking
in the sun. I got it.
Robin.
Yeah, no, I got it. All right. Fun Joke Friday. Let's hear a couple before we move on.
And now, from Funny Jokes and Foxy Riddles, when does 10 plus 10 equal 10?
When?
When you add it wrong.
Oh, man.
I'm here for a few more minutes, folks. Try the veal. Tell me two things you can never eat for breakfast.
What are two things that you can never eat for breakfast?
I give up.
Lunch and supper.
Which is funny because we have breakfast for dinner all the time.
I know, we do too.
I love that. Eggs and bacon and hash browns.
So that joke is false.
That joke is way false.
I repent of that joke. Okay, I got one more.
All right.
Why did the firefly, or lightning bug as some people call him, how did the firefly feel when he ran into a fan?
I don't know.
He was delighted.
Oh, man. Terrible.
I'll be here next week, folks.
Yes, you will.
Yes.
Sam Swan for the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. And coming up in a little less than 10 minutes, Lisa will be joining us from Focus on the Family to talk a little bit about internet dating.
That's right.
True story. If you have questions about that, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get them in now. You can also email us, studio@MyStaticRadio.com. She's kind of the expert on this thing. So true questions. Get them into us. studio@MyStaticRadio.com. Thanks for coming in. And
hey, thanks.
Out.
Thanks.
That was fun this morning.
Hey, I was looking, I was trying to find, I was thinking about a passage that might help us out in this whole discussion about servers. And though in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul is talking about slaves and masters, the principle is what we're looking for here. So I just thought I would.
Yeah.
I have a lot of jocularity, but I was going to pass along a pastoral word.
There you go.
Ephesians 6:5, slaves, obey your earthly masters and with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are a slave or free. So that's for the waitstaff, the serving staff. Verse 9, and masters.
Yes.
Or customers.
Okay.
Treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. In other words, treat them the same way. And there's other passages that on the phone, it's hard for me to find it quickly. I'm still learning how to use this electronic Bible. I still need to hear the pages go... And the concordance in the back, so I know how to find things quickly, because I don't understand my search in this thing. But it's quite true. The point is that we... If we're the waitstaff, if we're serving, we're not serving that person only. If we're followers of Christ, we're serving the Lord.
Absolutely.
It just so happens that we're doing it through the vehicle of serving that person their lunch or their dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
And if we're the customer, it's not just somebody that's there to wait on our every need and wait on us hand and foot, but it's a person that God loves, that God may want to use you to have impact in their life.
Yeah.
Even if it's as simple, especially if it's a restaurant you go to frequently and you kind of get to know them a little bit, and there's something different about the way you treat them, and then you have an opportunity to have a conversation with them. Or even as they're coming and saying, we're going to pray for our meal in just a minute. How can I pray for you? Is there something I can pray for you about?
Yeah.
And most people, I've only had one person say, no, I'm good. I don't need you to pray for me. But everybody else says a little need. And most of the time it's something like, oh, just pray that I'll have a good day. But it's an opportunity to be a witness there. So
I like that.
Treat one another as Christ would have us, as for those of us who follow him, we have a responsibility to be Christ-like. So let's do it.
Absolutely. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. We'll see you again next Friday.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Got some under oath for you now. And Lisa from Focus on the Family coming up here in just a few minutes talking about internet dating. I'm excited. It's going to be a good show.
Me too.
Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Saturday Radio.
Freaks! I heard the voices too!
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
All right. It is 8:30.
It's 8:31, but that's cool too.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. And as promised, it is 8:30, and joining us on the phone now, you hear her voice every single Sunday night, 9 p.m. on Static Radio, Boundless. Lisa, hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Great to have you.
Hopefully folks hear my wisdom on Sunday night, not just my voice.
There you go.
And they'll want to be paying attention, right, wisdom? That's good. They'll want to be paying attention because it's February, which means it's Valentine's Day, and everyone's looking for a little bit of love.
Yeah, and let's be honest. As we've learned recently with Manti Te'o, some people are looking for love and
in all the wrong places.
Turns out it's a dude online.
Oh, very sad.
Yep.
It's been as a Notre Dame fan and a huge fan of Manti Te'o in general. It was like
super disappointing.
It was depressing.
No,
dude, that sucks. That was an awful.
I didn't want to believe it. Yeah. I wanted to think he was lying.
Yeah, see, as if that's better.
I know. Neither are good, but I'd rather him be lying than that poor. Oh, it's so sad.
So, Lisa, for those that aren't clued into Boundless and or don't know who Lisa Anderson is, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do up at Focus.
Sure. Yeah, well, we're the young adult ministry of Focus on the Family, and basically our goal is to help young adults, single, college through 30s primarily, grow up, own their faith, date with purpose, and prepare for marriage and family in a way that's intentional. So we know there's a lot of, like, you know, loosey-goosey folks out there who are kind of wandering around trying to figure out, what am I going to do with my life? And we're saying, you know what, take charge of it and live it out biblically and intentionally.
So my first question is, because you scared the crap out of me when you said grow up, does that mean I have to stop playing video games because I'm in my 30s?
You know what? I'm okay with video games as a diversion, as a game. I'm not okay with them as a way of just finding some purpose in your life and fighting some battles that you know you can win. You need to find something bigger to get into for that.
I only play World of Warcraft like 7 hours a day.
Oh,
I let my three kids watch me while I play, you know, so they get an understanding of, you know, of blacksmithing and real skills that they're going to use in their life. So I'm just kidding completely.
Yeah. I would say you need to ratchet it back to 6.
Okay, good. All right, good. I just took 7, number of completion. You know, I assume that.
Yeah. Turns out that spiritualizes it, so yeah.
Because if you can spiritualize it,
then
it's okay.
Absolutely.
Oh,
we're just kidding.
Lisa, thanks for being here with us and taking the time to hang out with us. And we wanted to talk about internet dating because obviously, as we talked about the Manti Te'o thing, that's just a tip of the iceberg. I can't, so often watching television right now, the biggest one is like, eHarmony, Christian Mingle. And it's like, okay, where's this going? And so let's talk a little bit about online dating. Obviously, we've seen the dangers recently with all the news going on around this Manti Te'o fake girlfriend catfishing thing. But online dating, is that something Christians should even get involved in?
Well, I'll probably surprise folks because I actually think it's okay. I think it's a way of, you know, to put it crassly, getting your numbers up. If you want to meet people, not a big deal. I don't have a problem with that. I have done several seasons of online dating myself. Obviously, it didn't work because I'm still single. but all that to say, I have a number of friends that have met their spouses online. And actually, 1 in 5 people at this point will meet their spouse online.
Wow.
So it really is kind of blowing up the whole popularity of it.
Right.
But at the same time, you have to treat it, you know, with some good caution and with intentionality. It's not a way to just sit online and have a pen pal indefinitely, which a lot of people do. You know, they kind of go into it and they're like, I'm just going to see who's out there. And then 5 years later, they're still just looking through profiles.
Right.
So that's not cool.
Yeah, and well, we were talking this morning a little bit about the pastress, as I say. This is the female pastor who stiffed her waitress over this tip. I don't know if you saw that. Big debacle. And it seems like nowadays we treat each other with such a lack of respect. And I feel like it's a lot to do with our online, interactions because it seems like online, whether through Twitter, Facebook, just IMing someone, we've lost communication skills.
You forget that people are people.
Yeah. You forget there's a real human being on the other end. So do you think some of the dangers of online dating kind of can go around that, oh, this isn't a real person.
Right.
This is just kind of a fantasy made up thing online, as we've seen with Manti Te'o, where it becomes very dangerous and very scary. So,
well, absolutely. And part of the problem is we just have too much choice nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, you think of just a few generations ago, you married that good person that lived in the farm next to you, you know, or just down the street. Now we have the whole world open to us. And so there's the danger of just saying, you know, I'm going to look at this person online and they're cool. You know, they got a lot of good qualities, but what if someone better comes along? And what if this next profile is even better and this person's even cooler? And so it breeds a consumerism where we're sitting there just sifting through profiles like they're paint samples and we really lose the humanness of that person.
So do you think there's a difference between online dating and online courting?
Well, I think there could be. I mean, in the sense that, you know, again, I say whether you call it dating or courting or whatever, it needs to be intentional and it needs to be done in community. Like I tell everyone, if you're going to go online, you get a group of friends and trusted mentors around you who know that you're online, they know what you're doing, they know who you're talking to, and, you know, I have friends who, like, met someone online, and 2 days later, they were talking to them 8 hours on the phone. I mean, that's just not appropriate for someone you don't know.
Right.
And it just breeds way too much emotional connection too soon.
Well, and to go along with that, you know, Facebook nowadays, everything is out there. People are posting the most intimate, personal information on their Facebook pages, and there's something to be said about privacy. You know, Jodie Foster recently at the Golden Globes was talking about how one day we're going to look back and remember the time when people respected that privacy and we actually had some privacy.
Right.
Everything's out there now. So,
I mean, I trend in that direction, so I can't even talk, okay? I'm a total sharer on Facebook.
Okay.
But I will say that I don't want to know about your latest rash. I mean, let's be honest. So, I think
post.
It does kind of breed this weird familiarity with people that you don't really know.
So what are some practical things that people can do if they're, you know, single, listening, 20s, 30s, and saying, you know what, I want to get out there, you know, whether it's the bar scene, the church scene, the whatever scene they're using right now isn't working, and they're attempting to go online, what are some practical things they can do to be cautious and actually get through this?
Yeah. So the first thing is what I already said, and that is get a good, solid mentor in your life who's going to get up in your business and tell you what's what and help you weed through some of these folks. Because I think too often, and I've been here myself, we give too many chances to people. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not talking about lists. Get rid of your crazy lists of, you know, 50 things that this person has to have, including symmetrical eyebrows and whatever. That is ridiculous. But at the same time, there have to be non-negotiables that you stick to. And this person needs to help you do that because we can, you know, throw our minds out the door when we start, you know, getting into someone. So that's the first thing. The other thing is go to where you normally are. I mean, are you living life? Are you doing life in a way that has you outside of the walls of your home? I mean, you know, get involved at church. Get involved in a local community volunteer thing. I mean, ask to be set up. I mean, what is up with all these young adults who don't want to be set up? I'm like, you know what? The people that know me best are probably the best ones that could set me up. So I need to be open to that. I mean, everyone's like, oh, don't mess with my love life. Well, you know what? It's probably why you're still single. Right. So, you know, let people get in there and be honest about it. Be honest about your desire to eventually get married. You know, well over 80% of us will at some point in our lifetime. So don't act like it's some kind of weird, you know, shaming thing. You know, I think we've gotten to that. And then you have to be safe in the way you do it. You know, you have to, when you go out with someone, especially if you meet them online, you have to meet in a public place. You have to do it in a way where you are, you know, you have to arrive on your own. You have to ask good questions. Don't just get into this person's business not knowing what they're about and who their connections are and that kind of stuff. You just have to be wise.
Now, as you talk about dating, if there's somebody listening whose goal right now, they, you know, I don't know that I really want to get married. I don't know when should they be dating to begin with?
Okay, well, first of all, I question a little bit people that sit around and say, well, I don't know if I want to get married. Okay, here's the deal. If you are not called to singleness, and that is fewer people than we think, okay?
Right.
I think there are a lot of people out there that, you know, sure, maybe you want to be like Paul, and that's awesome, but you probably are called to marriage if you're not called to singleness. So why not prepare for it now, look towards it intentionally, and see what God has, you know?
Right.
I think we have this over-spiritualized notion that, oh my goodness, I'm going to serve these 10 years and go dig some wells in Kenya and then maybe I'll get married. Well, you know what? Sometimes God can use you through marriage. So I would say, you know, be open to what God has. And guys, especially, I mean, this is where guys and girls kind of, you know, I switch it up a little bit. Guys need to be intentional in pursuit. You know, Proverbs 18:22 says, he who finds a wife finds what is good and finds favor from the Lord, not he who sits around in his parents' basement playing Xbox. So guys have to go out and pursue. Women have to do the opposite. They have to be receptive, be open, be you know, waiting. Guys trust God by risking, and women trust God by waiting. And so, but kindness goes a long way. And you know, I often tell folks that, you know, ladies, let the guys be the hunters. Let them go out. Let them lead. Let them pursue. Let them step up.
Yeah.
But don't be afraid to snap some twigs.
Okay.
So let them know you're there.
So who is a candidate? Is there an age limit? Is there something that they had to go through? Like, who's a candidate for online dating? And how do you decide to do this? I mean, you have experience. You've done this before.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I would say, I mean, the number one thing, and this applies to whether you're online or not, you need to be, I'm not a big fan of dating recreationally. So
right.
You need to be in a position to be in a legitimate relationship that is moving towards marriage. Because if you are not, you're just setting yourself up for a lot of disaster. This is why, you know, I'm like, why is this 14-year-old couple, you know, hanging out and in this exclusive relationship? This will not go anywhere good, you know?
Yep.
So for folks that are in a position to marry, you need to be, you know, here's what you look for. You look for a solid believer who's growing in their faith. Ladies, look for a guy that has a job. I mean, guys need to eventually be able to provide for a wife and a family, you know, in that sense. So it's not like, well, hey, I hear he wants to be a part-time snowboard instructor.
Right.
No, that's not legit. I mean, he needs to get his life together and figure out what's up.
Okay.
So, you know, move in that direction. And then, again, ask good questions. Find out what he's about. Are you on the same page? Do you have, you know, is he or she humble and teachable? I mean, or do they have community around them? You know, maturity makes a big difference. and we're maturing later and later right now, which is problematic.
So I like this approach, and I want to talk about it a little bit, because I know so many people who sit around, as you said, on their couch, whether it's Xbox or whatever, who are at home watching The Bachelor and thinking that when God has that right person for me, my doorbell's going to ring, and I'm going to open it, and they're going to be standing there waiting for me, and we're going to get married and have 3.4 kids. So my question is this. You talk about the intentionality of dating. And yet, like I said, so many people, I think, Christians especially, say, well, I know that there's the one that God has for me out there, but then don't take any steps toward that person.
Where's that?
How can we smack that person out the door?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is that this idea of that God has one person for us, I think is totally bogus. I mean, I would ask someone to show me where in the Bible it actually says that.
Right.
You know, basically there are a number of people out there who are solid Christians who would make good husbands or wives, who love the Lord, who you could love, be attracted to, serve with, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What you need to do is you then pick one of these people, you know, someone you can get along with who loves Jesus, okay? It's not that difficult. And then they become the one.
Exactly.
Then once you get married, you focus on them, and you cut out the clutter, and all of a sudden, no one else is an option. Okay, and it's a lot more freeing than thinking you have to wander the world to find this one person.
Right.
I think we've paralyzed ourselves by doing that, or we've gotten to the point where we marry someone, and then the minute you hit a bump in the road, oh, I must not have picked the one.
Right,
and so
this isn't my soulmate.
So then we see the divorce rate rising. So I think, again, you know, we have to be careful in how we approach this. I mean, we've bought into a Hollywood story, basically, where in an hour and a half, our lives are going to be solved, and this person's going to complete us. And I think we have a very low, small view of marriage as a result. You know, Gary Thomas is the one who says it's supposed to make us holy, not happy, people.
Right.
You know, don't sit there and wait for someone to completely open up a new life to you and complete you. You know, you need to be doing that now.
Yeah, and you opened up a whole can of worms there with what you said. I think media, movies, I call it chick porn, rom-coms, with this idea, whether it's Twilight or any movie that has Matthew McConaughey and Goldie Hawn's daughter, Kate Hudson. I feel like any of these movies have set us up for failure, because you're right. One bump in the road, one snag, and then it becomes this person was not the right person.
The right choice?
Maybe I didn't. And by that time, when you make that vow, when you make that holy covenant before God, that's it. Till death do you part. So how can people maybe get past that, because we're inundated with it everywhere, that this fluffy notion of it's got to feel fluffy and good forever or else it's not real.
Right. And I think there has to be balance to that, because obviously you don't want to go into a dating relationship, you know, saying, well, this person seems to have good character, but I just can't stand to be around them, but I guess maybe God's calling me to it. I mean, let's be honest, okay?
Right.
Be realistic. But at the same time, you have to look at it as, does this person have potential? Where are they going? And I say this especially to ladies, you know, to look at a guy, because some of them are like, well, the only guy I'm going to marry, he better be Francis Chan, or he better be Louis Giglio, or he better be, and I'm like, you know what? Those guys weren't Francis Chan and Louis Giglio when they were 22.
Right.
Okay? So you have to look for a guy that has trajectory. Is he moving in a good direction? Does he love the Lord? Does he have good people in his life? And similarly for the ladies, you know, is she not just sitting around with her friends watching Downton Abbey and gossiping about people in her small group? You know?
Like my co-host.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, people that really know what they're about and are confident in who they are and really have, you know, something going on in their lives beyond just these trivialities.
Right.
You know, because I tell people, I'm like, yeah, the whole Twilight thing. Okay, do people not realize that, you know, unless you want to marry a vampire, this really isn't a realistic plot line. I mean, maybe some people want to marry vampires. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
that would
if they don't, you know, they need to look to a different script, and I would recommend a biblical one.
Right, there you go. Lisa Anderson, thank you so very, very much for hanging out with us. And
so much
of course,
wisdom.
If you're listening, want to hear more from Lisa, every single Sunday night, 9 p.m. right here on Static Radio. Boundless, and where can people get more information on your awesomeness?
Absolutely, at boundless.org. That's where we have articles, we have a group blog, and then the weekly show, and a lot of other stuff going on.
Very, very cool. Please come hang out with us more often.
Absolutely. I'll have to go down there in person and see, you know, see what you guys are up to.
There you go.
Sounds
okay,
good.
Cool.
Thanks much. You guys have a great day.
You too, Lisa. Too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. Lisa Anderson from Focus on the Family and Boundless, which, of course, as I said, 9 p.m. every Sunday night right here on Static Radio. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back. Deer in the Headlights. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Lock the light in. Unifier. Static Radio.
I'm a little excited.
Good morning.
Morning.
Steve on Mitch.
Just after 9 o'clock.
Finally Friday. It is Fun Joke Friday. It is finally Friday. It is Factual Friday. It is Football Friday. It's, I'm trying to think of a word.
I brought my hat.
Yes, you did.
I brought my hat.
That's it.
Which hat?
You gotta wear the Eagle hat.
Well, I got the
ear warmer hat.
I got the coach hat on right now.
Yeah.
Maybe at the party I'll put on the one that has a beak on it.
For the party, yeah. I have... Okay, so I'm dressed
Wait,
up.
Wait, pause. Boop. For those of us just joining us who have no idea what we're talking about, this afternoon, our Super Bowl party here at The Connection.
And I have dressed up for it.
We throw this bad boy every single year. Normally it's a potluck, but our boss loves us so much that it's not this year because she knows that only three people usually actually bring stuff to the potluck. So we got a potluck going on today, and we are dressed in our finest football garb.
Okay, so...
Unpause.
So I'm dressed up, but I have more to my costume.
Yeah.
After this, and I found out I had to look up why. Why do people wear those little grease marks underneath?
Huh?
And now I know. Do you guys know?
Yeah.
So of course.
It deflects the light.
Yeah. You know, we actually played sports, right?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not just a football thing.
Okay. I was amazed, but then I thought,
I never put black stuff on my face.
No. No. Okay. Well, I mean, when I was a kid, I wanted to because I saw everybody else do it.
Okay.
I had no idea why when I was a kid.
But then I thought, why does Tebow do that? Because all he does is fill it in with little white liner or whatever to put like a scripture on there. And that defeats the purpose, right?
Somewhat.
I was going to say, you just said, Tim Tebow puts them on his eyes and he puts little scriptures on him. So
which
that
is
defeats
great.
The purpose.
Okay. For the whole light deflecting. For the whole light deflecting.
No, it's a light reflector.
Oh,
he's reflecting the light. Boom! Jesus Juke! I'm the greatest!
You're
Static.
Beautiful.
Hello. Good morning.
Nope.
Okay. So hey, thanks for calling. I thought it was weird leaving a message. Anyways. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's finally Friday, and Fun Joke Friday.
It is. What season is it when you're on a trampoline?
Spring.
Time. Springtime!
Yeah, okay.
Dang it.
Well, yeah, because the spring's in a trampoline. Come on, that
Stop
was...
Stop ruining my jokes.
My four-year-old wrote that joke.
Before I go, can we finish sports time?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, because tomorrow the Lobos are playing Nevada. Or Nevada.
Nevada. Nevada.
Nevada.
I don't even know what I say.
Reno,
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Nevada.
I say Nevada.
He did. I got made fun of because I copied you one time. Nevada? Who says Nevada?
And actually, if it's sports talk, it's probably Nevada.
Nevada.
But yeah.
That's where Colin Kaepernick played college football.
They are still leading the WAC with, what, a 4-1 record?
Yep.
One loss to San Diego. They beat up Wyoming.
We beat them in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, go Lobos. We've gotta pull out this victory.
Yeah,
and
I believe
we win.
Will.
What do we get?
New car.
If we win,
Sorry,
what? Tomorrow's game?
Yeah. Higher ratings?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Yes, higher rankings on a national level.
Yeah.
And we maintain our first place position in the Mountain West Conference.
That's right. We only have a one game lead, right?
Shout out to Coach.
Yes! Coach Alford. Dude's the man.
Yeah.
Dude's the man. Static!
Good morning. Can I make fun of Mitch for a second?
Yeah, yes, please. That way I don't have to and I don't won't get hate mail.
Story of my life. You know what?
So.
Go for it. It's like my daily roasting.
Just know it's like a little brother because when I pick on her, it's okay. But if somebody else picks on her, then like I have to like fight back. So,
this is sports talk thing. When Mitch was very new to the show about a year ago,
yeah,
you were doing the March Madness thing, and one morning you came in and you said, "Hey, Mitch, have you filled out your brackets yet?" And she says, "I don't think so." Does that have something to do with braces?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
still braces to me.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's almost a Fun Joke Friday.
Oh. I'm like, and then... I know.
Well, but that's what she said, and it was so funny. It was funny.
Yes.
Yeah. And to me, brackets still have to deal with braces. Nothing to do with sports. I don't get it.
You will. Come March. Because I'm going to make you fill out a bracket this year. And we're going to have a March Madness bracket on the air and see who picks the better Final Four.
Obviously, I will.
You probably will, actually, because I'm going to put way too much thought into it. So we will see. We'll be doing that coming up in
Fun
March.
Fun Joke
so.
Friday.
Thanks
Thank
for the call.
You.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Hey, what does a teddy bear put in his house?
What?
Furniture.
Oh, man, it is Fun Joke Friday. Get your jokes in now, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Lights. Where the fence is low, Static Radio. Good morning. 9:15.
Oh, no! It's not ready. It's not.
We do this every day.
The road is closed due to construction on Unser between McMahon and Bandelier. There is also meeting work on Eubank between Montgomery and Academy. Of course, that same construction that's been there forever. Left lane is closed on Central between Airport and 65th Street. And there might be accidents. Oh, yep, an accident on Lomas at University. And that's your look at traffic. Oh, no. Accident on Central at Zuni. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Okay, I have to ask, what are you doing?
Okay, so my husband's been asking me to download this app for about 24 hours now, and I'm like, no, I don't want to. Everyone, just because everyone's doing it, it's another app. I don't even have room on my phone.
What do you mean? An app. There's a gajillion apps. Like another one of what apps?
It's like...
Like social media?
Yeah, it's like Instagram and Viddy combined. It's social media.
Okay.
And the app, it's free.
I don't want another one of these.
The app is free, so I can talk about it. It's called Vine.
Okay.
And apparently it's all the rage right now.
All right.
And you know me, I'm such a hipster.
Yes, you are.
I had to get it. So pretty much it's like stop motion almost. Like you can record just a little bit of the film.
Uh-huh.
And then you can like... cut it and go somewhere else, and I don't know.
That sounds like so much work. Instagram, no, I just go, pink!
Right, no.
There's a photo.
This is easy. So look.
What's it called?
It's called Vine.
Okay.
And you pretty much just go for it. Great, now let go. It's teaching me how to do it because I've never actually had my own account doing this. You can follow me. I'm Michelle on...
Michelle
Bransford. That's what it's called.
Why would you choose that as a name? What a boring name.
Because I had to see, and then it does that.
So then it records when it's on the screen.
And it loops.
But it keeps the audio?
Yes, it keeps the audio. Everything's there.
That is so confusing. All right, Vine.
Vine.
Does that mean we're going to have to get one for Static?
Yes, we're going to get one for Static, and it's going to be so much fun. And actually, Celeste is going to do it all because she is the best at it.
Okay, is this going to be something like Instagram, or is this going to be something like Path?
You know what?
I feel like Path lasted 3 minutes.
That's what I said yesterday, because my husband's like, just download it. I'm like, no, if that's like Path, I don't want it.
That was dumb. I was on Path for all of 4 minutes.
And
just deleted it because I was like, this is stupid.
You're like, you get back on, you've been sleeping for 7 days.
Oh, I've been sleeping for months. So.
My husband tweeted that the other day.
Yeah, I don't know. I deleted it after a few days, actually, because I was like, this is dumb. I didn't even know if you can. Can you delete your profile on Path?
I don't know. Does it even matter? I just deleted the app.
There's way too many.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Facebook, MySpace is making a comeback, allegedly.
No, it's not.
Thanks to Justin Timberlake trying to revive it. Bringing MySpace back.
Vine app.
What's the latest app that you're rocking for social media?
Check it out, seriously. This is
which
so cool.
is hilarious, because I was about to say, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I feel like Facebook is kind of the here to stay for a little while, at least.
Yeah, so, well,
I feel like. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there, like us. We topped 4,400, which was kind of cool.
Woo!
It's Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in right now. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Just hashtag Fun Joke Friday. What do we got?
Two muffins were baking in an oven. One says, man, it's getting hot in here. And the other one responds, holy smokes, a talking muffin.
Now I got it.
You get it?
Yeah, no, I got it.
Okay. Another one of TJ's. I didn't pre-read it, so we're about to find out if this is okay. An aged farmer and his wife were leaning against the edge of their pig pen when the old woman wistfully recalled that their next week would mark their golden wedding anniversary. Let's have a party, Homer, she suggested. Let's kill a pig. The farmer scratched his grizzled head. Says, gee, Ethel, he finally answered. I don't see why the pig should take the blame for something that happened 50 years ago. That's a really long joke.
This is terrible.
Oh, I can't read that one.
That one's funny.
You read it.
Uh-uh.
See? Exactly.
Okay, fine. Fun Joke Friday. Hashtag Fun Joke Friday. We got one from TJ who says, I'm not sexist. Sexism is wrong. And being wrong is for women.
And then he follows it up with,
I kid.
Don't get all uppity, folks.
That's what he says. Fun Joke Friday. You can check out all the jokes at facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you got a joke, let us know. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Canopy Climbers.
Hey.
Painting. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. And I want to remind you, we'll be hanging out, man, less than 2 weeks away now, actually. The Lobo Theater.
Tuesday, February 12th.
That's right. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and Spoken coming in concert.
Oh,
I'm excited, dude.
It's going to be sick.
Yeah. I was looking at their Facebook page yesterday and tour photos and stuff like that, getting geared up for this monstrous Red Jumpsuit Apparatus tour. Spoken will be there, and a new band called Rest going to be opening the show up. I can't wait. It's going to be crazy. $15 for tickets. They are still on sale right now at mystaticradio.com. But the Lobo, intimate venue, dude. And like our last show, it was really sad to have to turn so many people away at the door. We had a line.
Heartbreaking.
From the door all the way around to Richmond, the street. And it.
We had to turn a lot of people away.
I know. Dude, it was really sad to have to tell people, hey, sorry, we're sold out. So we're telling you now, get your tickets if you want to see the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Because they are selling very fast. We're a couple weeks out.
You can get them at mystaticradio.com. Come hang out with us. It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
It is going to be
fun.
And
if they are at the door, they are more expensive. So.
Yeah. There you go. So, 9:38 now. We were talking a little bit earlier about this pastor who refused to tip, basically. If you missed that part of the show, or, of course, our online dating segment with Lisa from Boundless up at Focus on the Family, you can catch the podcast at mystaticradio.com as well.
But I have more important and fun things to talk about.
Ah, yes.
I just want to talk about birthdays.
Oh. Okay.
Because I know we usually do this earlier, but
we missed it.
You have some guessing to do.
All right.
First, you don't have to guess this one. It's my sister's birthday.
Oh, cool. 27.
No.
32.
No. It's my sister Nico's birthday.
Oh, 17.
No.
38.
No.
35.
No, actually, I'm not 100% sure, but I think she's 43. I think she's like 43.
Wow.
She's like, you know, I don't know.
All right.
And what's great is that she doesn't look that old. My sister is beautiful. I don't know.
That's old.
Well,
moving on.
For my sister. Moving on. It is Garrett Morris's birthday today.
Oh, no way. I don't know who that
from
is.
From SNL.
Garrett Morris.
He used to be on SNL.
I don't know.
He's 76.
Yeah, okay.
I wanted to see if you could. Okay, Lisa Marie Presley turns
42.
45 today.
Dang.
Michael C. Hall.
Dexter?
Yeah.
35.
42.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm awful at this game.
It is also Elsie's birthday. Lauren Conrad from The Hills.
27.
Dude.
Are you serious?
High five.
I don't even know who that is. I just guess I get to play the music. No!
Three, two, one, two, three, four.
This is my chicken dance. I got it right.
I'm so happy that this only happens when you get it right, which is not often. Seriously.
So anyway.
It seriously stresses me out. And last,
sorry.
I just want to wish a happy birthday to Harry Styles of One Direction.
Harry Styles? Is that the dude like, I'm Harry from One Direction in
just
those commercials?
Just like that. And he's like, I'm
he's got
Harry.
The wavy hair.
You got the wavy. I just broke up with Taylor Swift.
19.
Yes.
Stop it right
Do
now.
Do not play
Are
that
you
again.
Serious?
Do not.
Dance with me.
No.
Dance with me.
No.
I got it right. Actually, I don't know. know that I want to know that I got that right. Harry from One Direction, right. I got his age right. That was a super guess. That was a guess. I assumed he had to be like,
awful.
There's no way that kid's a grown up yet. So.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that.
All right. If it's your birthday, happy birthday to you as well.
And oh, some, no, you just some scared special, me to death.
Don't ever do it. Yeah. Like, what? What? Oh, okay, you just flipped the page. I think I broke my ankle. Ow.
Today is Wear Red Day. Look at me.
You're welcome.
I wore red today.
Yeah?
It's also Dark Chocolate Day and Bubblegum Day.
Okay.
And I just want everyone to remember tomorrow is a big day.
Okay. Well, Saturday?
Saturday.
Day before the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Super Bowl Eve?
Yes. Also known as Groundhog Day.
That's tomorrow?
February 2nd is always Groundhog Day, which means everyone needs to go watch Groundhog's Day. Because that movie is amazing.
Static.
Hey, Stuart. You know how you guys were talking about apps a little earlier? Were you guys fans of Temple Run?
Oh, of course.
Temple Run 2 is amazing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's a Temple Run 2.
I'm trying. Here's what I don't like about it. Can I be honest? I enjoyed it, but... Gone are the days where I have time to, like, put in a ton of hours on either my phone or my iPad. True so that. I want a game that's going to be, like, interconnected. So, like, there are some games where I can play on my iPhone, and if I progress well, then I go to my iPad, and it's like, oh, it's the same. That is not one of those games. Like, no matter how far you progress on the iPhone,
it just
you go back,
going.
And it's, like, starting over on the iPad. I'm like, put all my power-ups. Nope. Lame. Wait.
You said spending time on your phone. Well, what about spending time playing WoW or Xbox?
I don't do that. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you for listening and calling him out on that.
Boom. Yes, thank you. Thank you for that. Right on, man. Have a great day.
Thanks.
All right. Nothing wrong with video games. Nothing wrong with it. Moderation, bro.
All in moderation.
Moderation.
Man, I'm just...
There are 24 hours a day... And if you spend any more than 17 of those playing video games, I'm telling you, man, 16 is my max.
Oh, my God.
You're not even paying attention. 9:45, we're out. We got to get ready for our Super Bowl party.
That was rude. You're going to have to
we'll see you guys
finish
tomorrow.
The show yourself.
Except not because it's Saturday. Good show today. High five.
I'm not high-fiving you.
Sweet. All right. Well, we'll see you guys again on Monday.
Yes, Monday it is.
Ah, yes, it's going to be great. We're totally here and live on Monday, the day after the Super Bowl.
Here live
totally
on Monday.
Totally not pre-recorded.
Not going to be pre-recorded at all. And we're going to tell you everything we love about the Super Bowl game.
It's going to be fantastic.
Amazing.
Yep.
Some crazy
predictions. So make sure you catch that, because we're totally live and not about to record the show.
At all.
At all.
We don't do that.
All right, sweet.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.